dealing with kind of the shuffling all year. You know, it's not anything different. I know Petro's been struggling. There's a possibility that you could be back out there starting again. What's your approach on that? Is it kind of the same as all it's been throughout the year?
Yeah, once you get into the game, it doesn't really matter. First couple of minutes might feel a little bit different, but overall it's pretty much the same. So I've done it my whole career, actually. You know, I've started a little bit, and each year I've been in the league. So it's not really a big difference at least.
How have you guys dealt with that as a team? I mean, a lot of you guys have been kind of going in and out and shuffling.
Yeah.
Are you just kind of resigned to the fact that that's what this season is about?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, my whole career's kind of been like that. There's been times where I've started, other times I haven't. Like last year, I started like 50-some games. Year before, I was mostly on the bench. My rookie year, I was on the bench pretty much the whole season. There's a couple of injuries, I might start one or two games. Certain talent level in the NBA where I'm at is kind of close to the bench, close to starter. So, I mean, I'm probably going to see it my whole career. So, it just depends on situations with the team. And you just have to be ready to play when you're on the floor.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, with the way that the NBA is and the talent level, where everybody's so close, that's just part of the deal?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you want to – you're a basketball player. You're not a bench player. You're not a starter player. You're just a basketball player. So I think when you're on the court, you have to try to be able to do the same things. You know, and different games bring you different opportunities. Some games you get more opportunities to, you know, especially offensively. But you just kind of have to be professional. And I think that's part of getting older and being more professional is you learn to just play basketball in every situation.
So whatever your expertise is, that's what you have to bring, whether you're starting or coming off.
Yeah, I think so. I think, there are maybe different situations where you have to be maybe a little more aggressive, certain guys, but in terms of trying to score more or whatever. But for me, I found it's pretty much the same. You know, I try to do the same things when I'm out there.
This is kind of the midpoint of the trip. 1-3 overall. Obviously, the Philly game probably left a bad taste in your guys' mouth. Can you guys talk about that at all? And was today's practice kind of a time to regroup?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody's upset about yesterday, embarrassed a little bit. And, I expect us to play much better tomorrow with more energy and compete harder. And, that's all we can ask of our team is to compete and then to give us a chance in the end, hopefully, to get away.
20 games left. You guys have kind of been up and down a little bit. You're playing well going to the All-Star break, and then you've had this stretch where you've struggled. Is it really important to kind of finish strong now with these last 20 games?
Yeah, I think so. 20 games is still a quarter of our season. It's still we got over a month left, so we definitely, for next year, for everything, but also just for our day-to-day lives, we don't want to be miserable with 20 games. And you feel a lot better when you're playing well, winning. Game like last night, if you get a habit of playing like that, 20 games can seem like 2 years. So hopefully we'll turn it around and be competitive the rest of the way.
Last question. Can you talk a little bit about Earl Watson, what he's meant to this team? Do you feel like he's earned the starting job and in the future?
Yeah, he knows the future. I mean, with the way things are, I don't think anybody feels secure. But he's played great. I mean, he's had opportunity to play, and he's done well. He's ran the team. Played his solid defense as always, and then this year I think he's shooting the ball a lot better, and he's done a great job. So, for this year, I think he's definitely earned it. Luke's had so many injuries. He's definitely capable. We all know that. But yeah. I think as the way this year's gone, Earl's played great and has earned that job.
I think this is the best he's played in his NBA career?
Since I've been with him, he's, 3 years now? Definitely, yeah. I'm not really sure Memphis, I'm not really sure what he was doing, but with us, I think over the last 3 years, this is the best, stretch he's had.
Has the difference for him been shooting?
Probably, yeah. I mean, he's always been solid, but I think when he can hit shots, I think he's, helped all his game. He's playing with a lot more confidence, and he's played really well.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.